In late June, Wrangell's sole auto shop announced it was closing its doors for good. Mechanic Dusty Cowan had been found guilty of two felony sexual offenses at a three-day trial held in Ketchikan. The jury found Cowan guilty of online enticement of a minor, a Class B felony, and sending explicit materials to a minor, a Class C felony. Cowan, who was 37 at the time, sent the sexual messages to a 14-year-old girl over a period of about a month in autumn of 2018. Superior Court Judge Jude Pate explained the online enticement charge at a December 12th sentencing hearing.
The defendant, Mr. Cowan, did so with a deliberate intent to entice, solicit, or encourage the child to engage in sexual penetration, masturbation, or lewd exhibition of the child's genitals. So basically what it describes is a grooming process.
State Prosecutor Bailey Wolfstead explained that the girl, Trinity Thedford, had a close relationship with Cowan's family, was best friends with one of his daughters, stayed at their home for weeks at a time during the summer, and saw Cowan as a father figure.
This wasn't stranger danger. This wasn't to catch a predator. The person who sexualized Trinity, the person who asked her for photos of her vagina, the person who sent her photos of his penis, is someone who she asked to be the father on her birth certificate. A person she went to for guidance in her life, a person she went to for comfort, telling him that her life was hard, only to have him respond and say, the only one who's supposed to be hard here is me. Ask her for incredibly sensitive photos, engage in these simultaneous two-way video communications, showing himself masturbating and sending her pictures of his penis.
Defense attorney Michael Heiser argued Cowan accidentally sent the photos of his genitals to the girl, calling the sexual felonies a, quote, drastic mistake. But the prosecution pushed back.
Dusty Cowan didn't make a mistake. He made a choice. And he made that choice over and over again. He made that choice to take a child who was his own daughter's best friend, who literally in the text messages is sending photos of herself with his own daughter, and sexualize her and groom her and use her for the purpose that he wanted to use her for.
According to testimony given by Thedford during the trial, Cowan told her to regularly delete messages.
So this idea that he accidentally sent this photo of his penis is a flaccid excuse.
Trinity Thedford is 18 now and made a statement to the court at the sentencing hearing. She asked to be referred to by name rather than initials, saying she doesn't want to feel like a victim anymore.
I don't know as much as it hurts to say, but I hate seeing everyone so mad at me for something I didn't do. And the only reason why I'm here is because I would never want my daughter to go through this. My baby's only one. I just don't understand how someone can do that when they're a parent, because I didn't have a dad.
Around 30 members of the public came to the sentencing hearing. The judge noted many Wrangell residents wrote letters of support for Cowan. Quotes read at the sentencing focused on his essential business and reputation as a family man. Prosecutor Wolfstead asked the judge to consider the show of support as a factor in determining Cowan's sentence.
When you have this much of the town showing up to support a sexual predator, and where the victim in essence comes into town and is treated as a pariah, what impact that has on victims in the future coming forward to report, particularly here in a town like Wrangell? Does this show victims of future sex crimes in Wrangell how they're going to be treated? Does it send a clear message to those victims? Suffer your indignities in silence, lest we turn on you too.
In addition to 7 years of jail time and a decade of probation, Cowan will have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. His only prior offense was a driving-related infraction. With good behavior, he'll be eligible for parole after one-third of his sentence. The sentence is less than what the state was seeking, but above the mandatory minimum for the two felonies. Judge Pate explained his reasoning.
I think Mr. Cowan has potential for rehabilitation. I think that the fact that he doesn't have a prior criminal history, that the demonstration of the good character that he's demonstrated for many years here in Wrangell as a central character or service provider is, he does have potential. He was on release for, you know, almost 4 years, and there weren't any violations.
The court recommends Cowan be incarcerated at Goose Creek Correctional Center in Wasilla. That's in part because sex offender classes are available there. Cowan didn't speak during the sentencing hearing or look towards Thedford, her mother, or the state's attorney. Cowan's attorney read two brief statements on his behalf.
I'd like to start by saying how sorry I am for what has happened and for what I have done. I understand that people got hurt, and I'm sorry.
Neither of Cowan's statements mentioned Thedford by name. He will have 30 days to appeal his sentence. Heiser, his attorney, did not respond Tuesday to an inquiry about whether he plans to appeal. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.